Mark Bailey and Edward Hemingway, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you for having us, Mark. Yes, thank you, Mark.
I wanted to ask, as I read of all the gin joints, I noticed that while you do focus on some of the Hollywood stars and their revelry, you also focus on some of the places in Hollywood that were, I guess you could say, gin joints themselves. What came first? Was it all the stories involved with all these nightclubs or the stories involved with the stars?
When we conceived of the book, we wanted to have both. Our first book, which was called Hemingway and Bailey's Bartending Guide to Great American Writers, was all about the writers. And the writers were kind of everywhere. You know, they were in New York, they were in Los Angeles, they were in cities in between. This book is about Hollywood, and it's about the people who made the town. It's about the stars. There's some directors in there also. There's some screenwriters as well. And it's about the places in Hollywood and the famous haunts in Hollywood. And so it kind of came together as a concept, and we researched it all at once. And then it has about 40 cocktail recipes in the book, lots of stories, 40 cocktail recipes. And the cocktail recipes are drawn from those places that you mentioned, the Brown Derby cocktail, the Moscow Mule from the Cock and Bull, and then also from the stars themselves. So if Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall served up a bourbon milk punch on Christmas Day, we have a recipe for a bourbon milk punch. If the director Preston Sturges, which he did, drank tea and Applejack for his midday nap, we have a recipe for tea and Applejack. So the recipes come from both, and it's been a lot of fun, and hopefully readers will get a kick out of it.
Well, I noticed that you gave a nod to your mixologist, if you may, who put together some of these recipes, and you said, after all, tasting cocktails is not that bad a job.
My mixologist was terrific, and Eddie, my partner, is also very helpful when it comes to the tasting.
Yes, I disappear when my nose has to be put in a book, but the moment the cocktail tasting happens, I was there to help.
Pretty fun. You have about 40 cocktail recipes to test and try and tweak, and you kind of got to break it down to 10 cocktails a night. And we have the mixologist over, a terrific guy named Drew Jacobson, and so we're mixing them up at the house. It was really fun.
Well, Mr. Hemingway, I noticed that you mainly do kids' books when it comes to the illustration. This is, I would imagine, with the cocktail tasting and the like, a little bit different from what you're used to.
Yeah, guess which books are more fun to promote? The kids' books, of course. I love kids. I love reading to kids, and it's a lot of fun. And Mark and I actually did a children's book together as well called Tiny Pie,
which didn't have cocktails in it.
No, but it had a pie recipe.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as you approach these stars, I had to ask about the illustrations because you do some great caricatures of some of the great stars of the silver screen whose faces we're so familiar with. Was that challenging as an illustrator to bring something new to a face so many people have seen so many times?
No, it certainly was. And for the look of the book, I really wanted the illustrations to I like to say that I wanted the illustrations themselves to look gin-soaked. And one reviewer had said they were sort of a great balance between caricature and noir cool. And so it was a lot of fun to kind of look at these sort of famous stars, but kind of twist them a little bit and make the images look just a little bit like you're actually seeing the drawings through beer goggles to kind of capture the spirit of Mark's writing, which is so great.
Well, you have the book in four sections. You have everything from the silent era to the 1960s and New Hollywood. But I found it most fascinating to read the stories that you had from the silent era and the beginning of the studio era, especially because Prohibition was in effect at the time, but that didn't stop these stars.
No, Prohibition, it seems, did very little to stem the flow. And I think that, part of that is just how effective was Prohibition. But also, when you've got stars like these and you've got that combination of power and wealth, you're going to figure out how to have your fun. And so it really didn't. And I think, in fact, in some ways, it might have added to the feeling of abandon, that you were really doing something illicit and you were really going to sort of whoop it up. And it was quite a wild time.
I'm speaking with Mark Bailey and Edward Hemingway. They collaborated on Of All the Gin Joints, Stumbling Through Hollywood History, a great look back at the Hollywood stars and nightclubs and movies that were, well, at times, gin-soaked. And I wanted to ask, Mark and Edward, as you were putting this together, we've heard stories of John Barrymore. We've heard of the hard-drinking Humphrey Bogart. Were there any stories that you ran across from a star that you hadn't heard the drunken exploits of that surprised you as you're putting together the book?
I think for me that one of the big surprises were the directors. Just because, the actor, you're sort of out late and, you're going strong until 3-4 in the morning. But then I imagine the next day you roll out of bed, you get into a car service, you get to the set, they start putting makeup on those puffy eyes. But the directors, I just couldn't, Peckinpah I'd heard about. Ford, I didn't realize John Ford drank the way he did. He didn't drink while he was in production, but between films. He would, as soon as a film wrapped, he would take a couple of $1,000 and go to the bootlegger. And so in Sturgis, there's a funny Sturgis story that he writes about in his autobiography about how when he was finally given his first chance to direct the Great McGinty, he decided he was going to give up drinking and really focus on the film and his work. And he gave up drinking and immediately got pneumonia. And was laid up for 2 weeks and decided, okay, I'm never going to give up drinking again. So
there is a God.
So that for me was really kind of an interesting part of it.
Hmm. And you, Mr. Hemingway, did you find anything surprising as Mark was bringing these stories to you?
I mean, I have to say, overall, I was very surprised at, especially as you were saying in the earlier sections of the book, so many stories, Mary Pickford, so many different actors, just were up to all kinds of mischief, and I was actually very surprised to know that at all. Like we kind of today's 24-hour news cycle, we're sort of saturated with these stories of celebrities, doing crazy things or having a lot of fun. And, there wasn't that kind of coverage back then. So almost every story Mark came to me with was kind of a pleasant surprise.
I found it interesting, too. Remind me who made the point where you talk about it was easier to drink back in the silent film days because you didn't have to worry about talking. And when talkies came along, the drinking became more problematic.
That was the screenwriter Anita Loos. Who said that?
I thought that was a great point. It's one thing just to act without making noise. You can moan and groan all you want, but...
Yeah, your voice can be all rough and scratchy. The other part of that is that you don't have to memorize your lines. So you don't have any homework the night before. I think like Clara Bow, who was a big silent era star and didn't move into talkies very much, had a heck of a time, memorizing her lines. And so I think that even back – so then it was really no holds barred. But it was – all the way through it was even in the 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way through to the 70s, it was a level of acceptance and of kind of, outrageous behavior that we just don't see anymore, I don't think. And I think – not to say they don't have outrageous behavior now, they do, but it's of a different type. And I don't know, I think that there's something in this book that's very fun. It has, it doesn't shy away from other aspects, but it keeps it, light and a celebration with really of these folks and live. But anyway, our producer's telling us that we need to wrap this up, Mark, but it's been really good talking to you, and we appreciate you having us on the program.
Well, thanks for being here on the Book Club at 91.7. Mark Bailey and Edward Hemingway, they are the collaborators on Of All the Gin Joints, Stumbling Through Hollywood History. You can learn more at our website, wvxu.org.